And we are live. I know we're live because on the top left-hand corner it says live. Welcome to No Chop There's Live for the third time in the space of a week. I'm your host, Stel, and I'm joined by Roy. Roy No Chop
Hey.
There's. Roy No Chop There's the champion.
It's he just Chase still the champion. We're one and done one yadi
Yes.
bad.
Yes. We're here. We're here. We're just waiting for our guest because we spoke to him the other day and he said he needed permission from the club. We have the permission. We're just waiting for him to jump on. He's got the link. And I'm not going to introduce him or name him just yet because I want to bring him up on the screen and for everyone to be surprised. What do you
Yeah.
reckon? That's a good way of doing it. And there, we've got two
Yeah, it
people
is.
already in viewing. Edon Angelo, look at
Nice.
him. Look at him.
Yeah.
I love the long-term fans of ours, man. They've been backing us from day dot. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good. How's your week been anyway? Before just waiting for our guests to jump on.
Hi, Giriago. Yeah, my week, okay, it's Saturday now. So yesterday was work. Like I said, I'm renovating the flat, so basically, I don't really. I spend a lot of time with the house now. This, that, and the other. You've got the plumbers, you've got the builders, the electricians, and all of that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Then gonna go for an episkopsi to a friend. Jasu Christmu, thank you very much. But yeah, this podcast is the best thing.
Yeah, it's it is. We're trying to have fun with this. We're trying to get more people involved as much as possible. We're going to try and do more things next season, and have more interaction with fans and everything. So it's been well so far, man.
It's a next when we say next season is when the season starts, but before the season starts, we're gonna have a lot of surprises, we're gonna have a lot of guests, we're open to suggestions, like we said a lot of times. The fact that we're doing things live now and we're interacting is helped this as well. I think it's a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
But obviously, okay, we can't do this all of the time because there's sometimes that we need to edit and check the things again.
Well, this is it. The editing does take a bit of time because obviously there's some points where, I might need to go to the toilet or something might happen. We might have a technical problem, internet, jetty bramada, you know what it's like. So it does get a bit of a ball ache, but and actually, we try to release it as quick as we possibly can. I'm very pleased with the way that things are going at the moment anyway, with so
It's gonna be so good. We said
yeah.
before the only way is up, right? The only way is up, and it's not because we're big headed or anything. It's because what we're doing, people seem to like it. So
Yep.
yeah, it's not gone to our heads or anything, but we
That's it.
just enjoy doing what we're doing. And since there's more people who enjoy what we're doing, it makes us a parea. So we must have mia parea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So, without any further ado, we're going to bring in our guest. I'm not going to say his
Ooh.
name. I'm just going to bring him up on the screen.
Who is he?
Here
Who
he
is he?
is. Come on now.
Ooh.
You should know who this guy is now. My brother. My
Hello.
brother. Look at him. How you doing, my friend? You good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Absolutely brilliant, man. And Ernest, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's an absolute honor, man. Thank you so much.
You're on your show, bro. Oh,
How you doing? Everything all right?
Everything is fine. Came back from training. Had a nap.
Training? Training?
Training. What sort of training?
Just personal stuff, Not too much. The other guys. Just some few exercises, and then just for my knee.
So I take it you're getting light physio at the moment because you haven't had the operation yet.
Yeah, I have an operation on Thursday.
Thursday. Right. And are you having it in Cyprus or are you having it elsewhere?
Sorry?
Are you having the operation in Cyprus?
No, in Athens.
In
You're in
Athens. Okay.
Athens.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, before we talk about your injury, mate, I remember seeing you in October in Cyprus in at the mall, and your family hadn't come over yet.
Yes.
And it was a little bit of a difficult time for you because obviously you moved from the Middle East to Cyprus.
Yeah.
And you're still getting to know the place. You didn't even know your address. But you've settled. And I want to take you back to when you first joined the club and all the messages you got on Instagram. What was that like for you? Did you ever receive anything like that in the past from different clubs?
Never. It was so special to receive those messages from the fans. It was amazing. It was a lot of messages, but I tried my best to reply as much as I could. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Lovely. So you made your debut against, was it Legia Warsaw? You came on off the bench.
Yeah.
So what were the preparations like for you? Because I take you didn't have much, or have many training sessions before the game, did you?
I didn't train with the team.
Wow.
I arrived, and then I think the next day we traveled. So
yeah,
the first training with the team was in Poland. It was, you know, they just preparation for the game, and then I trained with the team. That was the first training.
But were you match fit at the time? Because obviously you were on the bench, and then you came on in the second half in extra time, wasn't it? In extra time when you came on.
No.
No, it wasn't extra time. Because he was the one who stole the ball, he passed to Duris, who won the penalty. And then he gave the assist for Thiago for the second goal, second half of stoppage time, I remember. And he was like, wow.
So what was the message from the manager when you came on? What was he telling you? Just get down the flank and see if you can beat their fullback?
Like you just said, that is exactly what he told me. You know, we needed it, and then he thought, of course, he knew I haven't had trainings for some time, but he knew what I could do, and he just put me on, and then I just did my thing.
That's great. Roy?
Yeah, I was going to start off with the same question, you know, in the first game against Legia Warsaw. As you know, I don't know if it's fair to say that you came as a substitute for a player that, you know, was a big serial, was gonna happen, like was like a soap opera during the transfer season with David Aguindola, who I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he played a few games last season, and Omonia was trying to sign that player, and they waited almost up until the end of the transfer season. And then you came along, and then you played that first game, and everyone was like, wow, Ernest is amazing, Ernest is this. They completely forgot about Aguindola. And obviously the first impression you had was amazing, and you explained to us what Mr. Berg told you to do, and you gave the pass to Duris when we won the penalty, you gave the assist to Thiago. And all of that was great. So you started off fantastic with Omonia. Then we went on to go to the group stage. But then there was a period of time during October, November, when the team wasn't winning games. And this is something we discussed with Michael as well. We had Luftner on the show a couple of days ago, two, 3 days ago. And, you know, it wasn't that Omonia wasn't winning the games because we lost once in five games. But it was the inability to create chances as well. And like it usually happens, it's the attacking midfield line and the attackers who get the most slack when this happens. And then it changed. We changed formation. You played on the wing like a 4-4-2 as a center forward. How was that? Did you feel more comfortable? Did you feel the pressure in these five games that, you know, we weren't winning? What changed personally, and how did Mr. Berg help all of you or the formation change?
You just touched about the pressure. The pressure was too much, but then it was also good for us because without the pressure, we cannot do our best, you know. So we got a lot of pressure from the fans, from some messages, you know, we got some harsh messages, but of course, they want to win, and of course, we also want to also want to win. But then it was hard. But then for me, at that moment, I felt like we didn't know each other very well, you know. So for me, I tried to speak to some of the players, spoke to the coach. The way I was playing, it wasn't my style, you know. I'm not a player who will come and get the ball and then, you know, dribble everybody. So yeah. I spoke to the players, I spoke to the coaches, and then they were like, okay, we know you, so let's do that. And then we started playing. Of course, we kept the ball, or sometimes we keep the ball. And some moment too, we will play long balls, you know, just behind the defenders. And I think that would change everything.
Okay. And that style helped you as well because of your speed to get into the pockets of space and use your speed, because that was your main attribute when you came to Omonia, like your speed. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
a few years ago, you were like the third or fourth fastest player in the world. Is that correct? I read that stat. No, seriously, I read that stat.
I've seen it as well.
Yeah.
It really helped me, but not just me, but also for the team, because we are different kinds of players on the field, and everybody has their own qualities, you know. I cannot give a pass like Yodi will give. You know, he can also not run like I will run. You know, he can move like I will move. So that is for a team.
Ernest, do you think you playing as a second striker with Shepa has helped maybe Loizu develop a bit more? Because when you're on the wing, you're effectively going up and down. You're not moving inside, you're practically in one position. Whereas when you're a striker, when you're playing forward, you can drop deep, which allows Loizu to move into the pockets of space, as Roy was mentioning. Do you think that positional change for you has also helped other players?
Yes, but I would say that is the intelligence from the coaches, you know. They look at the other teams and then they feel like, okay, if we play this kind of style, it will be good for us, you know, and also good for some other players. And exactly what they did. And I think it gave opportunities to other players and everything worked. So, yeah.
Who would you say is the most toughest defender you've faced so far in the league?
For me, I don't like to think about the other players or other opponents, you know. I like to concentrate more on my team. So even if you ask me to tell you a name of an opponent, I cannot tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't concentrate on them. So I just focus on how the team will perform.
Okay. Well, I know you went through a really good run of form. You scored a couple goals at AEK. You scored two against the Godes or Anorthosi. Karmiodisa, you scored a fantastic goal. We went past the goalkeeper. You hit a really good run of form. But I've noticed that through that time, we didn't really make many changes to the front line. So did that also help with your development and your form?
Yes. It did a lot. For me, I feel like the more you play, the more you get the confidence, you know. So I think I developed the confidence I needed. It really helped me. It was good to get the confidence back.
And do you know what the funny thing is? I think you might remember this message I sent you, because I came back from Cyprus, and then your wife and your kids came to Cyprus, and then the next game, you had your hair braided. I was like, "Yeah, your wife's definitely over."
Yeah, I remember you told me this story as well.
At that time, I hadn't seen them for over a year,
and then
it was tough, you know. But okay, there was nothing I could do. Just to work and wait for the time for them to be here. And they came, and I felt like everything started changing at that moment, you know. When the day they arrived, I felt like everything started changes.
Yeah, I had a feeling that would happen. You got that settled family there, you know? Makes a big difference. And that's what people don't realise. When they see footballers move from different countries and they expect them to play well every single game, there are a lot of factors that determine a player, their form. It could be family not being there, or they might have personal problems. And that's what we try to explain to people that are watching. You know, it's footballers aren't robots. They're humans.
Yeah, exactly. They don't see it as that, you know? But you do, and I had a lot of chat with you, and you told me a lot things that could help me, and I did those things, and I felt like it was really helping me.
Oh, thank you, man! Thank you. Honestly, I didn't mean you.
Remember, I spoke about some messages that sometimes I get, and stuff, and you'll be like, ignore those messages. You know, those are the people who doesn't understand football. And it's true. When I started ignoring those kind of messages, I started having the peace of mind to perform on the field. You know, I started enjoying the game. No pressure. Of course, there were some games that the pressure was there, but it wasn't as I was reading all kinds of messages. And then I started reading messages from the nice guys. You know, because I have some. Some people that I even follow them back, that I chat with them a lot, you know. When things are good for the team, they send messages. When we are not winning, they also send messages to encourage us, you know, and not
support.
But there were some messages. I don't think it was good if you say you are a supporter, if you love the club, if you love the players. I don't think it's certain messages should be sent to the players.
No, I think it's sickening. Absolutely sickening. But before I let... Sorry, Karen.
I really love when he told me that. I even told my wife about that.
What's that? Sorry.
When you told me not to reply...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you from experience.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, mate. Before I let Roy ask questions, because I feel like I'm dominating at the moment. You mentioned the word pressure, and there was a very high pressure moment in the Champions League qualifier against Red Star Belgrade, or as I call them, Cortina FC, where you took the penalty, and you took two steps and you rolled it in the bottom corner. Now, for anyone that watches that again, it's almost as if you knew exactly where the goalkeeper was going to go. You knew exactly where you were going to put it. It was so composed. Are you always like that with penalties?
Yeah, I'm always like that. And then I think sometimes some people don't understand. You know, like I was talking about some of the fans, I'm a very calm guy, you know? And sometimes, you know, I'm very...
It's okay. It's okay.
Put the kid on your lap.
When I score,
not the knee.
you know, somebody like Koso will score and then he will move all around the field. You know, I'm different. You know? I just love to stay at one place and then enjoy the moment with my colleagues. You know, and like I remember I received messages from someone. They'd be like, you don't show passion, you know? And that is not me. I'm very calm. I cannot change it. No?
Well, I think I'll show you a video which says that you're not very calm. Yeah. You know, this got 36,000 views and almost 2,000 likes. I got messages from fans from teams all over that, you know, they said you are like Kande, that everyone loves him. You say you cannot hate this guy. This guy is so, people love you so much.
Such a likable person, yeah.
Yeah, so from Abuel fans, IL fans, Apollon fans, you know, like messages. And that shows that if you celebrated like that in the pitch, because I was going to tell you, you scored some really important goals, and then you just kneel down and you pray and you seem so calm. It's as if no one is around you. It's as if you're alone at that moment. It's amazing.
I know, but sometimes I think about this, you know. Why am I not like this when I score, you know? But I'm always like this when my team wins. Yeah. You know, see the passion. I can bring the passion out. But when I score, I don't think I'm used to that.
It's cool. It's cool. So obviously on the celebration when we won the game against Taek and Apollon drew against Olympiacos, you were probably at home, right? You couldn't be with the rest of the squad. How did you celebrate that day on Monday when we became champions?
Just that you can tell him, it was amazing. My whole day, I was just feeling like I couldn't eat, you know, until the game. The whole day I couldn't eat until the game finished, you know. I couldn't wait for
the
game.
Yeah. I was
waiting. Not just me, my wife, we're just waiting for the game to finish, or even for the game to start and then for the game to finish. It was an amazing day.
But you weren't with the rest of this. Were you in the bus with the rest of the players in the celebrations? No.
We met them.
Okay. And what are you expecting on Monday against Apollon? I mean, okay.
I wish some other players will have the opportunity to play, and also the younger ones to taste, you know, the league, you know, and then I'm expecting to see good crazy fans after the game.
Actually, there's going to be about 3,500 fans on the ground that day, but there's going to be a lot more outside. I think they decided today that they're going to give 3,500 tickets. So some people are going to be in the stands. Not a lot, obviously, because if it was a normal day, there would have been about 20,000 people in the stadium and I don't know how many other thousands outside in all of Cyprus. Yeah. So on the one hand, it's a shame. On the other hand, at least 3,500 people are going to have the opportunity to be in the stadium, celebrate with the team, you know, when you lift the championship trophy in the skies, and then the rest are going to be waiting from wherever they are to celebrate with the rest of the team. And that's fantastic because, you know, it's been 11 years since you won the championship. And boy, oh boy, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, they were going to burn the island down, I swear to God.
I received a lot of from them, and then they'd be like, just win the league, and then we will show you we are Omonia fans. We will burn down the city, you know.
Not the city, the island, not the city. All of Cyprus.
Oh. Yeah.
Ernest, you know, you've got the injury now, your ACL, right? And when you went down, the first thing I thought was he's done his ACL because of the way that you twisted. Did your boot get stuck in the turf or did you slip?
I think I got stuck. And for me, normally when I fall down, I just try to stand up as quick as possible. But this one, I try to stand up and then for maybe like 3 seconds, I felt like, no, this is bad, you know. I felt it was bad. I felt something was wrong.
Because you were running back to defend, weren't you? And as I said, you said, and the first thing I thought of was, first of all, is ACL. The second thing I thought of, what boots were you wearing? What underneath your boots, were you wearing studs or were they blades?
No, normal.
Just normal studs, yeah? Wow. So that surprises me, because if it was blades, it wouldn't have been a surprise, because I know they can be a bit dangerous, those boots. But because they're studs, I'm quite surprised.
I was surprised that it happened. I was very surprised.
So how long do you think you'll be out for, do you know?
They said maybe 6 to 8 months, but I will be back
sooner, yeah?
Sooner.
Well, this is the thing, because you, obviously, you've got a lot of good physical health in the background in terms of like, the past. So it's not as if you've had many injuries throughout your career. So that does look good. And it seems that you are at a relatively fit level, especially for someone that's, what, 31, 32?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the signs are good, and you're going to a fantastic surgeon as well. So, you know, it's not like in the old days when footballers did their anterior cruciate ligament and that was it. They had to finish. Now you've got technology that's changed, the medicine has changed. So it is looking really good. And for you to be back in less than 8 months, I'll be brilliant. Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Yeah, this, Michael said it happened to him twice, and he's 26, yeah. 27. Yeah. So I know you got a lot of support from the fans and your teammates. How was the rest of the Omonia family with you? I mean, I'm talking about the higher level. Like, did you feel all this support from the team? Were they next to you? Mr. Berg, Taraguruzis, Larku, all the medical stuff, and
too much. It was amazing, you know, the kind of messages and support. It was amazing, and especially when Marcus scored a goal and then he raised up. It was
emotional.
You couldn't watch the game, but I was just sitting here with my wife, and then she saw it on the Omonia page, and it was touching, you know. I cheered up.
Oh, great stuff. Ernest, can you tell us about Loizu, Johnny's, and obviously all the other younger players who've had a fantastic season? It's almost as if, you know, they really love the club, but their development has improved so much in the past 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, like you said, they love the club so much. Like, you could see it, you know. And these guys are working hard every time in training. If you see the way they work in training, like after every training, you see them doing their own personal stuff, you know, Luis or Johnny's and other young guys. So it's I'm not surprised to see them doing this amazing.
Brilliant. Well, I've got some quick fire questions, and I'll leave it to Roy to ask the rest, right? I'm going to put you on the spot here, Ernest, right? Who's got the best left foot at the club? It's a difficult one, isn't it?
It is. It is, but we have... Who is serving us every time? Yodi, amazing. Eric, Luiso, but wow.
Difficult, isn't it?
Difficult.
All right. Well, I'll ask you a different one then. I'll ask you, because that's a little bit unfair.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is difficult.
And you got a good left foot as well. That goal against Ajax, which Mario has just mentioned, the goal against Ajax.
Yeah.
I have.
All right. So who's the best singer? Who's the best singer? You.
Hey, you have to sing for us. You have to sing for us.
No problem. I can sing.
Okay.
Oh, he's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. Here you go.
And like, come on. You choose a song.
What did you sing after Red Star Belgrade? What song did you sing in the dressing room?
I think it was Brian Adams. Yeah, is it Brian Adams? Yeah, Bernard.
Okay, well, do you want to sing that?
That was the song I sang the first time I came. I joined the team, and they loved it.
The initiation, yeah.
Go on, okay. give us a few notes. Give us a few notes.
We're waiting for the karaoke a cappella.
This is my Afro comb, so don't worry. Don't worry. When a woman love, she love for it.
Come on.
When a woman love, she loves for it.
I need my lighter.
We don't have Tira.
Get it.
Go.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
That was fantastic.
All right. So who takes the longest in the shower after games?
Oh. Where are you getting all these questions from? I think it's no doubt it's me.
It's you again.
Huh? It's you. Right, who's the best cook then? Who's the best cook?
The best cook, I'm not sure. I talked to some of the players, and I think the cook. I think Yodi, I think he loves to cook, and Victor, I think he also loves to cook.
Okay.
And Thiago also.
Thiago.
I went, and he cooked. It was so nice. It was delicious. My family enjoyed it. It was very good.
But he's Brazilian, so they love barbecues, don't they? Yeah. It's all meat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just normal. Really nice.
Brilliant. So okay. So tell me something. Who makes the better jollof though? You or Shehu?
Forget about Shehu, man. Can't do this, and I will say it again. Forget about Nigeria.
Oh no!
It's been brought.
Okay.
You have to cut this out and send it to Shehu.
I know he will fight for sure. I know.
All right, I've got one more question. Yeah, one more question. What's a better drink, Gyan or Super Malt?
Super Malt. It's not Super Malt. Oh man, I love it. I know you love it.
I love it too, man. I love it too. Yeah, when I come to Cyprus, I'll bring you some. I'll definitely bring you some. They got them in cans as well, not just bottles.
I'm looking for it. Right.
Yeah, I really enjoyed, actually, you know what? I just sat back and I was watching the thing and I was like, oh, I'm really enjoying the show. It was really cool. Did you learn to speak any Greek words?
You don't want to know.
Come on.
Actually, I do want to know. We do want to know.
The people watching will slap me when they meet me.
No.
No, but... I know a few words. Agapemo.
Okay.
Christo. Nei. Ohi.
Nei. Ohi.
And I have this one, but this one, I'm sorry. When I meet you on the one, I will tell you. Because it's against one of the clubs. And then if I say it now, I know they will.
Say nada. Say nada.
So I will tell you.
Deal. Cool. You have a deal, my friend. Deal. Roy, you got any more questions, mate?
Not really. I just like to say I'm Ernest Asante, and you are watching the No Chocolates podcast with Stellan Roy. Can you do that?
Say one more time.
Yeah. Okay, so it's hi, I am Ernest Asante, and you are watching the No Chocolates podcast with Stellan Roy.
Hello, I'm Ernest Asante, and you are watching the No Chocolates
podcast.
It's okay. He's it's watching okay. the No Chocolates podcast on the OLB. It's Ernest Asante. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it. And listen, good luck with the recovery. You know, we're always here. We're always going to be in contact. And, you know, thank you so much for this season. We want to thank every player, and especially you and everyone else that's watching. It's been a historical season for the club. We've had so many memories from this season, and you've been a big part of it. So thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much also. And I would like to take this opportunity to say a very big thank you to all the fans, and especially you, because you and Roy, I chat with you guys a lot. You know, I'm down. I chat with you. I get messages from you guys. And so I feel so positive again, you know. And I hope...
Goosebumps.
I hope other fans can learn from you guys. You guys are so positive, even when the times are tough, you guys still stay positive. You know, I really hope other fans can learn that. We need that as a club, and we need that as players. You know, if they want us to give them what they want, of course we also want to win, but we want them to also learn as you guys are doing for the club, for the players.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. And please dye your hair red, green, red,
green.
Red. I saw a red come up here. I'm like, what's going on here? I said red. It's green.
Green. You see, I'm wearing this.
But so dye your hair green.
Yeah, you should do your hair.
Do it on Monday. I would do it. It was... I gave them two promises, you know, either to drink alcohol or to dye my hair green. And
Lovely. Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Love to the family. Safe flight for Athens and enjoy Tuesday, Monday night. I'm getting my days wrong. See, I'm all over the place.
No.
Yeah. And anything you need, I'm here in Cyprus. So if you need anything, brother, just... We're a phone call away. We're a message away. So anything I can help you with, yeah. I'd be so happy. Thank you again, once again, for being on our show. Thanks again for the championship. Thanks to all the players. We told Michael, we're going to tell any guest we have, we're going to keep thanking them. All the best. And we're looking forward to seeing you soon back with us, healthy. And kisses to the family.
Thank you. And sorry, one more thing I want to say to the fans. I know... My Instagram has been blocked at the moment, and I know there are hundreds of messages waiting for me there, and I hope they will watch this, and then they should know I will try my best to reply as I get my account back.
Excellent. Okay, that's good.
Thank you very much. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Right, so that was the No Chofdes podcast. Was that Ernest?
Efaristo.
Efaristo, man.
Top man. Well, that was the No Chofdes podcast on the OLB. Roy, wrap it up.
Πάμε σήμερα πρωτάθλημα εδώ. Ernest, No Chofdes. Ομόνια Σιλάκα, Ομόνια Λαός πρωτάθλημα, Ernest. Και του λαού ομάδα, Ομόνια. That's it.